let's talk about motors. Motors provide energy for taking action. Four energy centers that are considered motors are will, also known as heart or ego center, emotional solar plexus, sacral, and root. When a motor is connected either directly or indirectly to the throat center, then that person is a manifested generator, if their sacral center is defined, or a manifester, if their sacral center is open. Projectors never have a defined sacral, but they can have from 0 to 3 possible defined motors: will, solar plexus, and root. Motors do make a difference in terms of projectors' energy levels. And no motor projector generally will have a tendency to have less energy than 3-motor projector, for example. But it still depends on the rest of the chart, the conditioning they have in their open centers, and the people they are around. The quality of the motor determines the nature of the action and how it's perceived. For example, if the throat is defined and connected to the heart center, the resulting action and speech will be fueled by willpower and directed by the ego. The throat, defined to the solar plexus, will fuel all conversations and actions with its emotional quality. The four motors should not be considered as simply being engines which empower the vehicle. Their function as motors is an aspect of their potential. Both the solar plexus and the root, as an example, have dual functions. The solar plexus is also one of the 3 centers of awareness, along with the ajna and the spleen. And this emotional awareness potential is important. As you can see, the root center doesn't connect directly to the throat. Is by the far the most fundamental energy source. Except for the mental processes, there is not a single aspect of manifestation that's not dependent on the root energy. The ancients referred to this prime energy force as Kundalini. With its biological affiliation to the adrenal glands, it's not difficult to imagine the power inherent in the root center. Let's examine each of the 4 motors and their corresponding emotions and physical locations. The first one is the heart motor. The heart center is one of the 4 motors and it's a powerful source of energy. The heart center is the center of ego, willpower, and courage. It's not the center of love. If you have a defined heart center, you are willful, have willpower, and can make and fulfill promises dependably. The heart motor is the driving force for business and competition. The ego is about material survival, money, the family, and the tribe. It's a warrior and exaggerator. It's possessive and ensures the survival of the community. Having an undefined heart center means that you should not make promises. You're not designed to be willful and competitive. An open heart center makes you susceptible to diseases of the heart, gallbladder, and stomach when you act willfully. Making promises places extreme pressure on these organs if your heart center is undefined. When the heart motor is connected to the throat, the resulting action and speech will be fueled by the willpower and initiated by the ego. The emotional solar plexus center is the second motor. It's a triangle on the lower right-hand side of the body graph. Physically, it's located in the solar plexus area. In human design, it's the home for your feelings. We can experience feeling sensations in other centers too, especially in the spleen, which responds to the input of our senses. However, only this emotional center is both a center with pure energy that provides a drive and an awareness center, a place that has the potential of becoming a seed of awareness. If we make charts for animals, all of them have a splenic center like we do. The emotional center, however, is exclusively human. When people connect with each other, the emotional center is almost always defined, which means that it becomes active even in people whose charts has an undefined emotional center. Considering that, statistically, about 50% of the population has a defined emotional center and the remaining 50% are affected by them. This means that we live in an emotional field that we share and create together. And as the mechanics of human design causes defined emotions to take precedence over all other centers, this turns humanity into emotional species. The third motor is the sacral center. Sacral is the most powerful motor, and it's the major source of energy for us. It governs sexuality, reproduction, nurture, and the life force. Having this center defined makes you a generator type. If you have an undefined sacral center, your sexuality is always conditioned by the person you are with. You can be everything from a nun to a Trump, depending on the partner. If you change partners, you will not have the same sexual experiences. You are very vulnerable at the sexual level. An undefined sacral also makes you vulnerable to working too hard. Generators who have defined sacral are designed to work. People with an undefined sacral can end up working twice as hard trying to do the work of the generators. Working too hard is unhealthy for people with an open sacral center. The fourth motor is the root center. Root is the center of stress, adrenaline, pressure, depression, and kundalini energy. If you have a defined root, stress and pressure are a natural part of your life. This pressure is meant to be the fuel for your life, not to cause depression. If your root center is undefined or open, you don't have the natural ability to handle stress. This can cause you to try to do things too quickly just to release the pressure. People with defined roots are always pumping you up and pressuring you to do things. For people with open roots, pressure is unhealthy. Remember that this pressure is coming from outside of you. It can give you an adrenaline rush, but it's not healthy for prolonged periods.